Bevardis Stream and surrounding meadows. The Bevardis Brook, sometimes called Palantarkis, meanders between two small lakes on the Rusny Island, Kalnopsiokis and Duadvilk. This stream is a remnant of the former branch of the river Skirvite, whose name was formerly given only to the gorge between Palantarkis, Vitein and Skirvite. If we could soar upwards, like birds with a few flapping wings, in search of the source of the stream and its history, it would be a good idea to fly back in time to the 17th century and, once there, blow the dust off the map of the cartographer Samuel von Sucho de Letz. If we were to open this map, we would immediately see that the Skirvite River has five branches that join the Curonian Lagoon. The old Skirvite, which used to flow through the village of Skirvite, has taken a different branch. This left the village on the left bank. Later sources say that the new Skirvite River formed a promontory on its right bank, which closed the Gilvilk Bay from the south. This bay was surrounded to the north by the left bank promontory, formed by the Varusni, an island formed between the two promontories, and Gilvink Bay became a lake, which later dried up. All that remains of Gilvink is the small river Jedvilk. In its place, a landmass called Palantik Werda, Palantik Island, was created. In the 19th century, one of the new branches of the Skirvite Delta was a small stream from the former Gilvink Lake into the lagoon, the Palantik. The territory of the Bevardis Stream is located in the Pakalneeb Holders Landscape Reserve of the Nemunas Delta Regional Park. The reserve was established in 2001 in order to preserve the summer polder landscape with its numerous Nemunas streams, the oldest water lifting station in Lithuania, the Ustadvardis Lighthouse, and the breeding sites of protected birds and resting places of migratory birds. Geese, ducks, and waders flock to the area in early spring, when some of the meadows around the Bevardis Brook are flooded. Before you can even reach the Bevardis Stream, you can see geese on both sides of the gravel road, as the meadows to the east are slightly higher and there's hardly any water. As you get closer to the Bevardis Stream, the water in the meadows increases, which makes them ideal for concentrations of migrating ducks and waders. Do you hear that? It's the black terns. You can see them as early as the end of May when you arrive at the bridge over the Bevardis Creek. Black terns, which winter in tropical Africa, are listed in the Lithuanian Red Data Book. These birds nest on the aloes of the Nemunas Delta drainage channels. It is here, near the Bevardis Stream, that their largest colony is located. It is also one of the best places in the Nemunas Delta to see the barn owl, which flies out to haunt at sunset or after the sun has set. As the water flows out of the meadows, the Bevardis Brook, the Oxbow Lakes, and the surrounding meadows become home to many protected winged species. Tilwicks breed in the meadows between the Kalnabjog and Udville Lakes, so you can see warblers, common guillemots, red-legged blackbirds, and thunderbirds. On the marshy and lushly reed-covered banks of the stream, you can see many as four species of chickadees, the long-billed and the washed chickadee, the swift and the siskin. Here you can also see great and little egrets, reed warblers, nesting warblers, and meadow pipits. The unnamed stream and the surrounding meadows are natural habitats, which you will discover as you come to see them in a different and unique way. Each time you'll want to get to know them better, feel them more, and come back again.